today's topic. Of course, at the 8 o'clock hour, John J. Harper will be here. We'll talk lawn and garden, irrigation, outdoor lighting.
Has everything to do with water.
Vegetable gardening, everything to do with water.
And I have an update on our Valley Permacultural potluck.
Dinner they had,
Some of the recipes that showed up.
All right.
And I shouldn't say recipes, some of the dishes that showed up.
I can't wait. I wish we could have gone.
Y'all stay tuned. At 10 o'clock, of course, we'll be diving into, we take one topic a week and we dive into it very deep, and we're diving into water this particular Saturday morning. So stay tuned for that. The water treatment industry has got y'all so confused. It's filled with so much bad information. We're going to set it all straight with our friend Robin Pettijohn of Water Treatment Technologies at 10 o'clock.
I know we don't talk politics.
You don't let me.
I know.
I would do it.
But in a homeowner arena.
You're going to talk politics?
Well, not really. I'm just going to kind of breeze by it. But, you know, one way to control water would be to legislate responsible water use. Did you know just this week the EPA has decided it might be a good idea to regulate your showers in your hotel room? Seriously?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They have all kinds of, maybe you'll get fined for taking too long a shower. Maybe they might require the hotels to put in these special faucets.
I didn't know that.
But don't you remember as a kid, those things you learn are so impressionable. I still don't brush my teeth and let the water run. I mean, when you learn things as a kid, then you're trained that way.
Okay.
You know, train up a child. So I think just teaching. And we have so many good resources. If you just start at Water Use It Wisely and go on
Absolutely.
There, Scottsdale, Glendale, there's all kinds of cities. Xeriscape.
Yep.
Workshops, and most of them are free. You just have to register and let them know you're coming. And then...
Well, speaking of showerheads, whatever happened to that your newfound friend that you made?
Miss Carrie Austin Duncan Jacobs. Oh. I've actually never heard her say her whole name together. I hope that was right. But Miss Carrie, Roman, I met her last year. I had found her previously. She has invented this Epiphany showerhead, and she's just a mom, and she just thought she had boys, teenage boys. How can we fix this huge waste of water? She's just been all over the country. She's got, all kinds of investors, but still has not gone to market with it. But it's a shower head. And when you're taking a shower, you know how you step back, maybe you step back to lather up or do it. The water head, the water pressure diminishes, the water flow.
Okay.
So it's a detector. And so she already has pre-orders from hotels. They don't need legislation to know.
I bet.
They need to save money. So anyway, there's all kinds of good inventions and just practical ways to save water.
So you would pick innovation over legislation?
I certainly would. I think we need to give the American people credit for having a brain.
All right. We're talking water here. Average family consumes 400 gallons per day, 1 acre foot of water a year. And I want to know, first person to call the contest line at 1-888-767-4348. Will win their choice of tickets, either to the Phoenix Suns versus the Sacramento Kings playing on March 25th, or the Phoenix Suns playing the Oklahoma City Thunder March 29th, or the Coyotes playing the Buffalo Sabres on March 30th. Now, I haven't been to the Coyotes game, but the people who have won these tickets say these are great seats.
Mm-hmm.
And these Suns seats, man, that's a row 12. I mean, you're right there in the action, man.
They are great seats, thanks to KTAR.
Yeah.
But they have to ask a question. You said just call, but there's a condition.
Yeah, call the number with the answer to this question. How much of the Earth's surface water is potable?
Go walk up and drink it.
How much of the water that we have here on this planet is potable? Okay, we covered that just a few minutes ago. 1-888-767-4348 for a chance to win those tickets.
Well, a chance. Is it the first right caller? First right caller.
Let's make it easy,
baby. Do you want to do like a bonus point if they can name what lake 80% of that water is in? Will they get like a second pair of tickets or will we throw in parking for them or something?
Well, the parking pass is included in both tickets.
You didn't have to say that. I'll throw in the parking. I'm setting you up.
Parking's thrown
right.
in.
Every we line's got, lit. Let me go cover. See if we got a winner somewhere.
All right. Sounds good. So the lines are all lit right now, but we are going to be going into our garden hour here. So as we clear these lines, if you'd like to get on and get started and get in a position to get your gardening quite. What a perfect day for gardening. I thought we'd see clouds this morning. We had rain at our house last night.
We did. I went out and looked at the garden. Oh, this is nothing like rain to make stuff grow.
Oh, gosh. Beautiful. Absolutely perfect morning to get out there and do a little tilling, a little weeding, a little planting, a little tendering, a little talking to your plants. And we'll be doing that with John J. Harper here in the 8 o'clock hour. Get on early call. Lines do load up quick on that show, so get in and let's get your question, 1-888-767-4348. And on our topic of water, John Jay is going to be bringing us ideas. If we, in fact, do use 70% of our water consumption outside, what can we do to cut that back?
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.